This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. A cloud of financial trouble is hanging over the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee as it plans for its first full semester in the throes of the COVID-19 pandemic. On Wednesday, UWM administrators outlined the financial situation for faculty and staff in an online town hall. They also talked about safety precautions for the upcoming school year, which starts September 2nd. Vice Chancellor for Finance Robin Van Harpen explained the budget outlook.
In total, we're anticipating that the impact of COVID-19 on our overall budget would be a net deficit of somewhere between $25 and $54 million.
UWM was already dealing with declining enrollment and frozen tuition revenue. Now the financial losses are accelerating. School administrators are predicting a decline in enrollment between 5 and 10% this year, and dorms will only be about 60% full. Then there are state budget cuts. UWM is expecting a 7.5% reduction in state support this fiscal year as part of Governor Tony Evers' plan to trim $250 million from state agencies because of the economic downturn caused by COVID-19. On top of the cuts, UWM has new expenses related to reopening campus. Van Harpen says the bottom line is this.
We need to reduce our expenses further this fiscal year by $25 million, below what we had already been planning for fiscal year 21 pre-COVID. That's a really big number, the biggest we've ever had to deal with in a single year in our history.
It's an about 3.5% cut to UWM's total operating budget. UWM has already implemented furloughs and frozen pay raises in travel, but that won't be enough to save $25 million in one year. Van Harpen said each division of the university will need to find more cost savings, and that could include layoffs.
I know this is the worst, biggest crisis we've ever gone through at UWM.
That's UWM Provost Johannes Britz. He said in the future, UWM will have to restructure or downsize programs to save money.
I don't foresee that we will continue with 13 schools and 13 colleges with 13 deans. We will have a different future.
UWM has planned for restructuring. A report called Think Tank 2030 recommends consolidating UWM's 13 colleges into as few as 6 and streamlining degree programs. Those recommendations may need to happen sooner than expected because of the financial impact of the pandemic. In the short term, UWM is trying to figure out how to reopen its campus in the safest way possible this fall. Most classes will be online, partly because of classroom space constraints. Scott Gronert has been leading the academic planning.
Social distancing changed the campus completely. We lost 75% of our classroom space. We couldn't have classes with more than 50 individuals. That led to a recommendation of a mostly online fall semester. It also led to a recommendation of shortening our courses by 15 minutes across the board. That's to create more time for safe ingress, egress from the classrooms and more time for cleaning between classes.
Even though UWM and other Wisconsin colleges are striving to resume some in-person classes this semester, the state's COVID-19 situation is anything but contained. In other states, some colleges have reversed plans for in-person learning because coronavirus case numbers are going up. UWM leaders say they're still determining what metrics would push them to revert to an online-only semester. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.